Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heiliges Eres Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther bas Shifra Nechama, Sara bas Bina, Tinuk ben Shiri Yehudis. A special refuah shalema and complete recovery and healing to Chava Baschaya Esther, any of the members of the IDF, Tzag and Ali Yisrael that might be in need of a refuah shalema, and all of the hostages, may they be returned immediately, safe and sound, back home. Also, Besuros Tovos for Sara Edel Bas Elisheva Miriam. Our shir begins. We learn, Zois tiyat Torah Samitzara. This is the law of the Mitzara. Biyom Tarasa, on the day of the purification, Vovoyel HaKoyin, he is brought to the Kohen, Biyotza HaKoyin al Michutz LaMachaneh, and the Kohen shall go outside of the camp, V'ro HaKoyin v'nei nirpo nega tzaras min atzarua. Then the Kohen shall look, and we see that the tzaras affliction was already healed from the mitzora. Rashi HaKadosh says, El michutz l'machane, chutz l'shalosh machanois, outside the three camps where he was sent during the time of his definite tuma. The Zera Shimshon asks, if it is still usur for the mitzora to enter the machane, why does it say v'huvoy l'akoyin? It should be the other way around. The Kohen should go chutz la'ir in order to see the Mitzayra. The Zera Shimshon answers that the din of the Mitzayra is that he has to be chutz la'machaneh, outside the camp, outside all of the cities that are surrounded by a wall. However, sometimes it is possible that someone established his residence outside the city in a faraway place. Sometimes he could be near the city, and sometimes he could be a great distance from the city. The Kohen is mechuyev to go to see the Mitzora who needs him. He has to go immediately, as the Rambam paskins. When a blemished person comes to a Kohen for examination, he should not tell him, go and return, but instead, he should attend to him immediately. If so, I would think that even if the person established a residence that's a great distance from the city, the Kohen would be mechuyev to go to the place where the person is. Therefore, the Pasuk says the Mitzora has to come near to the city. The Kohen is not obligated to go further than outside the Machane. We learn from this how careful a person has to be not to be matriach, another individual, not to cause another person to do something that they may have to go out of their way in order to accommodate us. There was a phenomenal incident that happened that the great tzaddik, the Vorker Rebbe, was told that his mother wanted to see him. It was at a huge chasana, and in order for the Vorker to leave from the front dais to go to his elderly mother in the back, it took a bit of maneuvering. The Heilige Vorker went, and he asked his mother what she would like. His mother said, "Mein Sohn, my son, I would like a glass of water." The Vorker hurried. He got the water. He brought it to her. She benched him. He gave her a bracha. Then he returned to the dais. The chassidim were a bit upset. Why did she have to be matriach, the vorker, to come from the dais all the way through the wedding to the end where she was standing? And they told it to the mother. The mother answered, "Don't you see? I know that any of you would have brought me the water immediately. But I love my son very much. I want that he should have arichas yomim bishonim, good, long, and healthy years. So specifically, I wanted him to bring me the water because he is the one that will receive the reward Avarichas Yomim. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir Nezer Hashimshin. I wish everyone me'umka deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechamos.